At the Homer City Council meeting this week, you announced that a needle exchange will soon be coming to Homer. What's happening?
Well, what's happening is various community members had, from different directions, realized that we need to do something as a community to address the increase in heroin and opioid use. And one of the important pieces is harm reduction, which is for people who are currently using, having clean supplies so that they don't get site infections or infect long-term life infections like hepatitis C or HIV. And so we gathered together about eight people, interested stakeholders, community members, people who've experienced addiction themselves, and talked about how could we create a syringe exchange program. I went up to the 4As in Anchorage. It's an agency in Anchorage who's actually just using 4As as their name now, but it's an AIDS Awareness Association who've had a syringe exchange program for probably close to a decade now, and had a meeting with their prevention manager and their executive director.
So where will it be?
Dr. Spencer was actually able to communicate with the hospital, and they're going to allow us to use their training and education facility, which is on Pioneer Avenue. And so that's great. That means we've got a facility at no charge. So really the only expense, if we drive this as a volunteer effort, is supplies. And they're not very expensive. Acquiring them can be difficult. Actually purchasing a needle, you know, can be kind of challenging, and that's the whole point of, as to why they get reused. So what we needed was some money for a pilot project.
Where did the money come from for this project?
I was aware of the Awesome Foundation, which my understanding is they're a national group that has local chapters, and the local chapter all contribute their monthly amount and then decide where to allocate it each month. I applied and got word this week that we will have $1,000. Actually, I have the check in hand to purchase supplies. So hopefully we can have a syringe exchange program functioning by June.
Why is a needle exchange important in Homer?
We are creating it for the To reduce harm and risk. It is true that usually if a syringe exchange program is done well, which is not difficult to do, it not only provides clean needles, which reduces infections, but it connects people to other resources. We're going to have on-site STD testing right there, and so they don't have to make a second visit somewhere else, and also information to connect them to medical care if that's what they need, to food and housing and other possibilities.
What are some of the misperceptions that your group are trying to clear up about needle exchanges? And what are some of the things that you hope are going to come out of this?
One of the things I learned, it's not just sharing needles that's a problem. It's reusing your own needle, too. The metal becomes more porous, and bacteria can grow in that. And so that's where a lot of the site wounds came from. And that was new information for me, and I'm working in the STD field. So it's not even if someone's sharing needles with someone else, it's if someone has their own needle but is reusing it 10 times because they don't have access to clean, fresh needles. And then the other piece, I know we're going into cleanup week. One of the other advantages of a community syringe exchange program is that a lot of the needles that might be discarded elsewhere are often gathered to bring in, because it is actually an exchange.
So the needles that have been turning up at local parks and on some beaches, there could be less of those?
That's one of the side benefits.
How can people get involved with this project? You're having a meeting soon, right?
It's at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd, and it's going to be on Pioneer Avenue in the South Peninsula Hospital Training and Education Facility, which is in the same building but around the back of where Home Health is.
Thanks for talking with me today, Katriana.
Great.